Good morning. It's good to see everybody. We're so glad you're out on this little chilly this morning, but it's going to be a beautiful day, about 70, and we're so glad that you are here on this Ascension Sunday as we think about and reflect and celebrate the day that Jesus ascended to the right hand of the Father and is now ruling and reigning and on high. And so we are glad, though, that you're here, and we want to welcome those that may be tuning in to listen later this week. And we're going to be finishing up a little three-part series I did on joy, full of joy. And so my little statement there is, imagine bringing joy wherever we go. And so we'll be talking a little bit more about that later on. So as we begin, let's stand together and join and sing our Gloria Patria. Join together there for our call to worship in the bulletin. Clap your hands. Sing for joy.
God's glory is all around.
Rejoice and praise. Worship and pray.
Christ is at the right hand of God.
Let us join with all heaven and earth and sing.
All praise and glory to God and to the Lamb.
Well, let's sing that hymn there, hymn number 43. Praise Him, praise Him. Or you can follow along on the PowerPoint this morning. Praise Him, praise Him, Jesus our blessed Redeemer. Sing over His wonderful love proclaim. Hail Him, highest archangels in glory. Strength and honor give to His holy name. Like a shepherd, Jesus will guard His children. In His arms He carries them all day long. Praise Him, praise Him, tell of His excellent greatness. Praise Him, praise Him, ever in joyful song. Praise Him, Jesus our blessed Redeemer. For our sins He suffered and bled and died. He, our rock, our hope of eternal salvation. Hail Him, hail Him, Jesus the crucified. Sound His praises, Jesus who bore our sorrows. Love unbounded, wonderful, deep and strong. Praise Him, tell of His excellent greatness. Praise Him, ever in joyful song. Praise Him, Jesus our blessed Redeemer. Heavenly portals, glad with Hosanna's ring. Jesus, Savior, reigneth forever and ever. Crown Him, prophet and priest and king. Christ is coming over the world victorious. Power and glory unto the Lord belong. Praise Him, tell of His excellent greatness. Praise Him, ever in joyful song. Well, let's join together there for opening prayer in the bulletin. God of grace and glory, shine through our worship that we may know Your presence. Shine through our joy that we may bring Your presence to others. Shine through our world that they may come to know You, love You, and glorify Your name. Amen. And you may be seated this morning, and we'll be turning to 694. Shall we gather at the river? Four verses there this morning. Shall we gather at the river where bright angels feet have trod, with its crystal tide forever flowing by the throne of God? Yes, we'll gather at the river, the beautiful throne of God. On the bosom of the river where the Savior King was owned, we shall meet in sorrow never the glory of the throne. We'll gather at the river, the beautiful the shining river. Lay we every burden down. Grace our spirits will
the beautiful river. Gather with the saints at the river that flows by the throne of God. Soon we'll reach the silver river. Soon our pilgrimage will cease. Soon our happy hearts will quiver with the melody of peace. Yes, we'll gather at the river, the beautiful river. Gather with the saints at the river that flows by the throne of God.
All right. Well, we're going to invite our kids. I don't know. Oh, there's a few of them out there. I thought at first there was only one, but we had a few more coming.
Good morning.
Everybody's looking so sharp today. Yeah. How's everybody doing? Are you out of school now? All right. You still going for a little bit longer?
Yeah.
That's all right. It's always different for everyone. And, but, golly, what are you going to do over the summer? Play? Ooh, right? A four-wheeler. Wow.
Does your dad have a four-wheeler?
I thought he did. You guys probably have to wait until you get a little older. Then maybe you can ride it. Yeah, I bet your dad gives you rides on it, doesn't he? Yeah, yeah. Well, we've been talking about joy. And today, we're going to talk a little bit about a prayer that Paul, the apostle, prays for. Now, let me tell you, since you may not fully understand that, so let me explain it. So, when it says, we're talking about the apostle Paul, the word apostle means he's been sent. He's been sent by God to proclaim and tell people about Jesus. And that's what he did when he lived on the earth in the first century. And so, look what he prays there. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace. All joy and peace. Now, I don't know if I know what all joy feels like. Do you know what that feels like? Yeah, I was going to say all. Now, we probably all, we've experienced joy. But how about all joy? You know what I think it means? I think it means joy for each one of us in different ways. Have you ever met somebody that just seems like they're not happy? And they seem to have a lot of problems. And they feel sad a lot. And maybe they only have little times of joy. And then there's other times when you meet somebody. Do you know that one? Can you think of somebody that are always laughing and always smiling every time you see them? Yeah, yeah, yes. And so, now, does that mean that they're never sad or have problems? No, but they're just that kind of a person. And I think God gives us joy in different ways, and we have to learn to choose to be joyful. Now, that's a hard thing, isn't it? Because when you're sad, how can you choose to be joyful? Or when mom says, clean up that room, it is a big mess, and you're like, oh, okay, I'll do it. Can you be joyful then? Yeah. Baby, you know what you need to do? Is put some music on. And then you can listen to music while you're doing the things that you don't always want to do. Yeah, exactly. The other day, I was outside working in the yard and mowing and everything, and I had my earbuds in, and I was listening to my favorite music. I think probably the neighbor lady was watching me. She probably thought I was crazy. And she seen me mouthing words and doing a little as I was walking behind the lawnmower and everything. But sometimes that really helps us, doesn't it? It makes it easier to be joyful sometimes when we have to do things that we don't always want to do. Because guess what? Some
your age. Yeah, maybe when I got to be a teenager. When I was your age, I thought it was fun. But when I got older, Dad, I don't want to go out and pick up sticks in the yard. You know, you remember doing that after the spring. Or here's the even worse one. Go pick up rocks in the fields. Oh, I did not like picking up rocks in the field. Yeah. And obviously, when I got older and left to go to college, there was all kinds of things that they invented that you could take through the field that would pick up the rocks for you. Or when my brother made us bale hay and straw and everything else like that. But after we grew up and went away, he got a round bale. And yeah, which is much easier because then you can just pick it up with the loader or the skid loader or whatever. And it's easier to move them around. So sometimes we have to do things we don't always like. But that's okay. We can listen to our music and we can sing or we can think about something else. And that's kind of the way sometimes we can choose joy. Choose joy. Choose joy. Do you like to choose things? Do you like it when mom and dad take you to the store and you get to pick out or choose candy? Yeah. Yeah. Chase still likes to do that. And he's in high school. If we go to Grand Paul Joe's in Troy there. But there, guess what? Sometimes we have to choose when we have to do things that we don't like. And so we have to choose joy. All right. You can head on downstairs this morning. Choose joy. Have fun.
All right. Maybe you have a joy or concern that you would like to share this morning, and we're going to give you a chance to do that. And so we will begin. Somebody this morning. Yes. Okay. Unspoken. And I saw, yep. Blocked artery? Oh, okay. Are they able to go in through a cath, or are they going to have to do surgery?
Yeah, Monday they're
going to
do a valve replacement.
Ah, okay. Gotcha. Let me write that down here. All right. Somebody else this morning? Somebody else this morning? Yes. Oh, okay. So we want to remember the Wilbur family, okay. All right. Somebody else this morning. Yeah.
From the parent group, Cheryl Hart is my cousin, and they diagnosed her with cancer, and they're starting. She's already had the first chemo.
Oh, wow.
Georgia did not have her test, but they're evaluating. And Billy Thomas, the teacher that was at Miami East, had her gallbladder, and she's still fighting to get good enough to get the other surgery done.
What was her first name again?
Billy.
Oh,
Thomas.
Billy.
And Bill and Shauna Wilson, you know, out in Seattle. Hopefully, they got there.
Oh, he told me Sunday they weren't going.
Oh, okay. That's new.
Did you talk to him in the last few days?
No.
Okay. Because he told me Sunday, he goes, I don't know if I can handle that that drive.
Okay.
Yeah. So.
Joy is Ian Carroll Walters. He's home.
So oh, that is a joy.
Yeah.
Okay. Yep. And while you're speaking of that, we want to remember Greg. I talked to Linda this week, and He's still having some issues with that knee, but it's not bleeding. When she first told me what was going on, he had profuse bleeding from his knee, and I had never heard of anything like that before. So she said that they may have to do a complete knee replacement to just deal with whatever's going on there. So I don't know if there's a problem with an artery or what, but she said that whole scenario is affecting him, where he has no strength and sleeps a lot. So I appreciate your prayers for him, definitely with that. So since you mentioned Linda there a minute ago, somebody else, yes.
My sister-in-law Linda is back in Ohio State again.
Okay. You know, maybe, did we have her on? Is she on the monthly? Maybe you want to put her on the monthly just to keep her on there? Maybe fill out one of the slips. Yeah. And what was the one? Oh, Cheryl. If you could fill out a slip and give that to me, and I'll get, so we can get her on July, some of those when they're going through treatments. And we appreciate that. Somebody else. Yes. I'm trying to remember, was he somebody we prayed for last week? No, that was somebody else. I know it. Okay. So recovery from heart surgery. Yeah, the other one was Mike, George's. Yeah. He's also recovering from a quad 4 bypass, so. Huh, I don't know what's going on there. Oh, yes, I do know that, yes. Yeah. Yes, thank you. Yeah, I had forgotten about that. Yeah, in fact, we were just talking to somebody last Sunday about that. Somebody else. Yes. She knew a grandbaby born, Waylon Arthur. Yeah, which her husband was Art. And yeah, so yeah, that's great. That's great. Somebody else. Yes.
Nancy Kirk went home this week.
Went what?
Nancy Kirk went home.
Okay. Good. I'm glad. Somebody else. Yes. Okay.
First, an unspoken. And second, we lost a really close cousin last Sunday. Younger than I. But...
Can you give me last name?
Warner.
Okay. So we want to remember the Warner family. And? Okay, so for Esther, I don't know if they were they here last Sunday or was it the Sunday before? I thought last Sunday she seemed kind of weak and wobbly, yeah. So, oh, well, I know she is, but I remember the one time before that, I was, wow, man, she was doing really well.
She had all of her hair this last
Yeah.
And then she had vertigo one day.
Okay, lots of things there. So we want to remember Esther. Somebody else, yes. What a wonderful joy there that is. Somebody else. Somebody else. Yeah.
Woody Cavender family.
Which?
Woody Cavender.
Cavender. Okay. I might seem a little weird. My frame just popped on my reading glasses, so I don't want them falling out. Okay. So if you see me doing weird things up here. So we want to remember the Cavender family. With the loss of that loved one. I have several. There was a 26-year-old young man from over around the Maria Stein Coldwater area. You see that in the thing, the Plyman family lost him. Chris, do you know, is that, that's not, there was Plyman's from Anna, and I didn't know if it was that one or if it's one over, I know, because I was, when I saw how young, and I was like, well, he'd be about that age by now. He had played basketball for Anna, and I was just wondering, but he was in, he came left of center in the car and got, and they had struck somebody and he died. And then Allison Brueggemann, who is listed on the prayer list there, she's the one, she's in critical care in the hospital that was in the other car. And they're asking a couple of Jody's coworkers that are speech therapists live up in that that area. And were letting us know, and Jody was in contact with them. Also, I don't know if you saw in there, but I put in there the St. John's Catholic community, which is Maria Stein. If you saw, that church could be as old as this or older, that burned down. The last Jody heard from her friend is that some of the walls are still there, so they may be able to save it. But at first they were wondering, because when I first saw the video on online, the flames coming out of the roof, I thought, this is, that's gone. So I don't know. But anyways, that's got to be devastating. I mean, just think for a moment, if all of a sudden our building was gone, what devastation that would do to us. And so please keep that community there in Maria Stein in your prayers. Anybody else then? Before we go to prayer this morning. So, all right. So as David here has a little song that's going to be played for us, I'll give you a chance to pray for some of these that come to your mind, and then I'll come and close us out. As we pause this morning, we thank you for your presence that is with us today. You reminded us long ago that where two or three are gathered in your name, Jesus, you are with us. You are in our midst, and we are thankful that you are here today. And Lord, we want to lift up those that need your touch today, Lord. Need your healing word to go forth and to minister and peace and grace and strength and so many different things today as we lift up the various ones, Lord. We lift up Mike and Richard, Lord, that are both recovering from heart surgery today. We lift up Linda today that's back in the hospital asking for your touch today. We lift up Ruth Ann Walker today, who is in the ICU unit in Kettering after surgery, God, that you would bring healing and strength to her. Lord, we lift up Kim with this problem with this heart valve and what's going to go on there and have to have replacement. God, we ask for your guidance and touch there. We pray for Cheryl, Lord, that's going through cancer. And Lord, we just ask for your healing touch and strength there. We continue to lift up Georgia to you, wanting to get the results of these tests back and get the other ones done. Lord, we lift up Billy and Ian as they are both recovering. And we just pray for continued grace and strength and healing there. Lord, we lift up Greg to you this morning. And Lord, just ask for your strength and healing presence to be with him right now. And Lord, as they make the decision on whether he's going to have that full replacement, we just ask that you would guide there. And through that, Lord, we lift up Esther to you, God, that you would grant your grace and strength and healing for her, Lord, as she's been on our monthly list. We lift up the Cavender and the Warner and the Wilbur families today with the loss of these loved ones, God, that you would just give them your peace, Lord, and your presence to fill them as they are with the loss of these loved ones, God, today, that you would just minister to them. Lord, we lift up the situation with Kettering Hospital, that they will be able to get all that worked out and so that people can get the things done that they need to have done and the medications and everything that they need. Lord, we lift up Jill to you, Jody's sister, as on Tuesday she's going to be finding out the results of her scan. God, we're just believing you for a good report, and we just ask your continued healing and strength for her. And Lord, I do lift up Jody and Chase today. I forgot to mention them, but they've both been battling colds the last few days and been very tired. Lord, you would just strengthen their system and be with them and bring healing and peace to them. And Lord, we also lift up these unspoken needs today. God, we ask for that you would meet these two that have been mentioned and that you would minister there. Lord, we pray also for the Plyman family, Lord, with that loss of that young man, God. We pray for your grace and your strength and comfort to be extended to them right now in that community. And Lord, we lift up Allison, Lord, who is fighting for her life. And we just ask for your healing touch and strength to be with her. And Lord, we lift up the St. John's and the community of faith there and the Maria Stein. And God, that you will just grant them your grace and strength with that loss of their church building. God, and that you will just give them favor as they try to get everything all worked out with the insurance and everything. And but be with them, Lord, and that devastation with that loss that they're feeling right now. Thank you for hearing us today as we lift up these various needs today. We continue to lift up those on our monthly prayer list. God, that you will just continue to minister to those, so many of those going through treatments that need healing, need strength today. We think about the men and women that are mentioned on there that are serving in our armed forces and others, Lord, and some of our own church family members, God, that you will just continue to bring healing and grace and strength to each one of them. And we thank you for that. And Lord, we just ask your blessing upon the rest of this service, Lord. Lord, as we break the bread of your word, may you just strengthen us and remind us of all that we have in Christ Jesus, the blessing, the peace, the joy, those things that we've been talking about. And then, Lord, bless our time, a fellowship hour afterwards. And thank you for those that went out of their way to make the food and the different things so that we can enjoy that time of fellowship. Thank you for all of these things now as we ask them in the name of Jesus, our Savior, the one who taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Hear our prayers, O Lord. Well, thank you for joining with us in prayer. And so now we have the opportunity to worship the Lord with our giving. Thank you so much for your faithfulness. Just a reminder, in the little buckets there, you can throw your change or your dollar bills in for the Heifer Project there that we do every month. And so as our ushers come this morning, God bless you as you give today. Let's join together there for our prayer of dedication. Glorious God, as we dedicate these gifts to you, shine through these gifts and through our very lives that others may experience the beauty of your love and the power of your presence. Amen. And you may be seated this morning. Well, our scripture reading this morning is coming from two passages that we're going to look at here rather quickly. The first is coming from Romans chapter 15, as Paul is just about almost completed and finishing up his letter to the church at Rome. And then from James chapter 1, we will be reading there. So Romans 15, verse 7, 10 through 11, and 13. So welcome each other in the same way that Christ also welcomed you for God's glory. As it is written, because of this, I will confess you among the Gentiles, and I will sing praises to your name. And again, it says, rejoice, Gentiles, with his people. And again, praise the Lord, all you Gentiles. And all the people should sing his praises. The Gentiles will place their hope in him. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in faith, so that you overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. And then James chapter 1, verse 2 through 4, my brothers and sisters, think of the various tests you encounter as occasions for joy. After all, you know that the testing of your faith produces endurance. Let this endurance complete its work in you, so that you may be fully mature, complete, and lacking in nothing. That is God's word for us this morning, and I pray that God would add his blessing to the reading of the word, and that the Spirit would give us ears to hear what God wants to say to us this morning. Well, a mother was preparing pancakes for her young sons. The boys began to argue over who would get the first pancake. Well, their mother saw this as a teaching opportunity. She began, if Jesus was sitting here, he would say, let my brother have the first pancake. Well, the oldest boy turned to the younger one and says, hey, why don't you be Jesus? I'm always amazed at how kids have a unique way of twisting things to get what they want. I remember when Chase would use one of those, he would ask it, he wanted something, and he would ask it kind of in a form of a question to get us to, like, he really wasn't asking for it, but he was like hinting at it, what he wanted there. So, okay, full of joy, our final little message here. Well, in our readings today, we see two ways joy may work in our lives. Let me ask you a question. Have you ever felt so excited or hopeful you just had to tell somebody about it, whatever it may have been, whatever the situation or whatever was going on? What was that feeling? Well, let's talk a little bit about that when we're looking at this last part of full of joy. That feeling of joy overflowing. That's what that is. And if you happen to see it, I think it's on the sermon outline. Did I put in parentheses God's part? Okay. Yeah, so as we look at this morning, we're going to kind of see two parts of this about how joy may work in our lives. The first part is kind of how God's part works in our lives. And then the next one is our part in connection with joy. So joy overflowing, God's part. Obviously, as Paul said there, God fills us with all joy. Now, I could go on there and talk about peace and hope, but that's not the focus of the message. But I want you to see so that it spills on to others. It spills on to others. Okay, how many of you have ever had somebody spill something on you? Have you ever had somebody spill? Now, you know what? Usually, we can react in one of two ways. We can laugh about it and clean it up and kind of move on, or we can get annoyed by it. It depends on who it is and what the situation is there. But I think Paul's trying to get the church to see that God can fill us so full of joy and peace that it kind of overflows into this hope that overflows into other people. That we come on, you know, in other words, people will see it. And obviously, Paul is saying that God is our source of all joy and peace and hope. And that's because of what I talked about in the first message as we stay connected to Christ and continually trust in Him, because He talks about that this all happens in faith or in believing, depending on, the translation that you're reading there. But as we continue to trust in Him through our lives, and this was Paul's prayer for all Christians, and I believe we are included in that. Such peace and joy through the Holy Spirit overflows. And as I was thinking about that and writing that line this week, as I was typing it into my laptop, I put in parentheses afterward, "My cup runneth over." Yes, because of the blessings and stuff that God brings into our lives. But did you catch what Paul says there? He says that this joy and this peace that comes from the Holy Spirit that overflows into our lives goes in and kind of brings hope in that. In other words, out of the joy and peace that we have, hope arises in our hearts, and that hope ends up overflowing and touching others. I mean, as I was thinking about, if you would have read the few chapters before, Paul was talking about the community of faith, and he was talking about the differences they had. Some preferred this when they ate. Some preferred that. And it seemed like when you read it, it was causing some division in the church. Listen, there's always going to be things that we can divide over, no matter what it is. I mean, I'm not even going to go into naming things, but we need to remember that we have been brought through in Christ so that we can be together, and that joy and that peace that's ours, and it flows into a hope that overflows and it touches others when we gather. I see it every Sunday. I see that when people walk up to others and they shake a hand and they're smiling, and what that does to that other person, or what when I go up and shake a hand and stuff, or when people's done that for me. You know, there's times, obviously, when I'm here, sometimes I don't want to be here because of something going on in my life or something happening. You know, I know that doesn't sound too spiritual, but that's true. There are times when I just don't feel like getting up here and saying something. In fact, there once ever so often I can feel a little hypocritical, you know, because I'm feeling a certain way or whatever's going on at the time. But then the people have come up to me and smiled and said something that just kind of, you know, and sometimes I don't even say it, but inside I'm thinking, you just don't realize what you just said right now, because that's made my day, whatever I was going through. And sometimes we don't know. And so we touch others when we gather as a faith community, that joy, you know, that smile, that all that. Or when we're relating to others, not only in the body of Christ, but also outside the body of Christ. Because Paul talks about how we're supposed to dwell together in harmony. He talks about how we're to welcome one another, even when we have disagreements. And he also says we're to rejoice together in the Lord. And did you catch those two times, or maybe three times, Paul talked about rejoicing or giving joy or praising from Scripture to the Gentiles. Who's the Gentiles? Unless you're Jewish by ethnicity, you are a Gentile today. Because Gentiles were the non-Jews in Scripture. And so that's all for us, that we are called to rejoice and to praise God and all those things. And as I thought about that, I thought about how, what happens then when that spills over and flows out when we're facing life's trials and disappointments? That's harder, isn't it? I'm going to talk more about that in a minute, and that's that part, other side of it. But I want you to see that this joy that God gives us and fills us up with is not only overflowing in that aspect there and so that it spills onto others, but it's contagious. Such joy is contagious. Chuck Swindoll, years ago, I think it was in the 90s, had been preaching a sermon series in his church from the book of Philippians. And I remember in seminary, I took Greek 3. Yes, I took Greek 1 and 2 and then 3. Greek 3, we translated from Greek the entire book of Philippians. And the whole theme of the book of Philippians is joy. The joy that we have in Christ. And so Chuck Swindoll ended up writing a book about joy being contagious and what that means because of God's joy in us. This joy can transform a person, or that joy can transform a team, a classroom, a workplace, or even make a difference in a person's day. And I don't know if you've ever had a bad day or was having a bad day, and then something, whatever it was, and all of a sudden this joy and that whole bad day just turned around in a split second like that. Now, it doesn't always happen that way. And this gets me to what I had up on the PowerPoint earlier. Imagine bringing joy into someone's life, or maybe doing that every day. Now, listen, we don't have to be perfect Christians. We don't have to be the best outspoken, you know, or whatever you want to say. But all we need is to let God's joy fill us. The joy of the Lord. Let me ask you a question this morning. Who in your life needs to feel some joy today? Maybe you came in today needing some joy. Or maybe someone that you talked to this week needs some joy. Let God use us to bring some joy into people. Joy overflowing. Second thing, and this is our part, as I talk to the kids about, is choosing joy. Choosing joy. Now, this comes to our part of the reading from James this morning. James talks about a joy that we can experience in difficult situations in life. So we have joy that's something we receive and overflow in. And sometimes joy is not overflowing because of what we're going through. So we have to choose it. He says, consider it. Consider joy. So what's that involve? Because it's not easy. Choosing joy takes faith. Obviously. It doesn't mean that we're pretending to be happy when we're hurting, but it may involve, and think about this for a moment, it may involve looking through each trial, each trouble, whatever, each testing, on looking through it to its potential outcome on the other side. Now, if you're like me and you're in the middle of that, I don't always look to see what's on the other side. Sometimes I do, but not usually. But maybe that will help us, because choosing joy means trusting that God is good and that God is close to us when we're going through those times, even when life hurts. And that kind of joy then takes courage and trust and endurance. Now, I like that word endurance in the New Testament, because the Greek word there means the capacity to hold out and bear up under the troubles of life. Do you ever feel like the troubles of life are weighing you down, like rocks on your back or boulders maybe for some of you? And choosing to walk in that involves courage and trust and endurance. And that takes me to this then, choosing joy when facing life's tests. I've alluded to that and talked about it a little bit there. But James says something surprising. It may have been surprising to his hearers and readers for the first time. We can choose joy even in life's tests. Now, not because they're fun. Nobody likes to go through trials. Nobody likes to go through tests. But because God, listen to me, God uses them to stretch us and mature us. Have you ever had your, well, at one time it was probably your parents, or maybe some friend or somebody that, whatever it may have been, they might have said to you, oh, just grow up. Well, you know what? Sometimes, I've been there, sometimes as Christians, we just need to grow up at times. Because every challenge we face is an opportunity or a chance to grow stronger and hopefully closer to God. Now, that doesn't mean that we like going through what we're facing. I don't like going through those times. But it does mean we look for hope in those situations. Maybe you're dealing with some drama or pressure at work or disappointment because something didn't go your way. Whatever it is, God is right there with you, working through it. And on the other side, there's joy. And that kind of joy says, I made it through, and I didn't do it. Notice, I didn't do it alone, because God was with me. What challenges your life right now might God be using to help you grow or mature? Joy might seem like something that happens when everything's going right and well. But Paul and James show us something different. We might be nervous about a big event, upset about a situation at work or home or with a friend or just having a rough week. But even then, we can choose to rejoice in the Lord. We can choose to focus on what is good and what we have, and what God is doing. And that's joy's power. It doesn't erase our pain. It doesn't erase our struggle. But it reminds us that our pain and our struggle does not get the last word. What's one way we can choose joy today, even if things don't go our way? When joy overflows in our lives, wow. What a blessing. Why? Because it's easy. But thanks be to God, we can choose joy, choose to focus on joy, on the joy that God gives us by the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen and amen. Well, let's just take a few moments and greet one another, and then we will close out by singing that chorus, His Name is Wonderful, this morning. All right, let's turn to, if you want the hymn book, it's 173, or you can follow along on the PowerPoint as we sing through, I think we sing it through twice if I remember right, His Name is Wonderful this morning. My Lord.
my Lord. His name is wonderful. His name is wonderful. His name is wonderful. Jesus, my Lord. He is the mighty King, Master of everything. His name is wonderful. Jesus, my Lord. He's the great shepherd, the rock of all ages. Almighty God is He. Bow down before Him, love and adore Him. His name is wonderful, Jesus my Lord.
Well, let's join together there for our benediction. May the joy and love of Christ go with us.
We give thanks for Christ's presence with us.
May the grace and wisdom of the Ascended One go with us as we leave in peace. Amen.